America, Episode 10, A Means Without End. Nathaniel Mackey, reading from his work. Sunday, 24th of November, 2019.
It's great to be here, and we've been here all this week. I'd like to thank Barry and Bryony and Elia and Jim, especially Jim, for getting me over here, but the first three for getting me over the ocean here, and everybody at Arica has been so hospitable and kind, and I really appreciate it. Even brought my son Ian over with me, so it's a big treat for him to hook up with the Moten boys. I'm going to read from this long song of poetry that I've been working on for years. Two serial poems intertwined. One is called Song of the Ondumbulu, after the Dogon funeral song out of West Africa, Mali. And the other is called Mu, after a recording done by two Ornette Coleman associated musicians, Don Cherry and Ed Blackwell. They did a couple of albums at the end of 1969, one called Mu First Part and the other called Mu Second Part. And this thing has been going in my work for since the 1970s. And and both of them are endless poems. They're just ongoing. And I probably was guilty of imposing my own poetics on Fernando the other day when I suggested that mathematical beauty is condensed infinity, or the condensation of infinity. The serial poem, the long song as I've been practicing, it might be described that way. So what I'll do is read some recent installments. They haven't appeared in books yet. And begin with Mu 244th part. It's a part that takes its title from a statement made by a tenor saxophone flutist, and other instruments, multi-instrumentalists, Charles Lloyd. And one of the things that's a feature of the long song is recurrence, the kind of obsessive return to work and rework previous material while moving into new material. And I heard a radio interview with Charles Lloyd when I was 19. A recording of his had just come out, and the DJ asked him at one point, Could you tell us what the essence of your music is, what it is you're trying to get across? And Lloyd thought for a moment and then answered, words don't go there. And that's a statement that has really stayed with me. I quoted in the preface to the anthology of jazz in poetry and prose called Moment's Notice that Art Lang and I did back in the 90s. And in some ways, what I've been doing all these years is trying to answer a certain challenge that I heard in that. Words don't go there, since I'm a word person, in love with music, obsessed with music. And thinking, I don't know, at one point and from a broken bottle, traces of perfume still emanate. M says, words may not go there, but I'm convinced they come from there. So there's been a lot of rumination on words don't go there over these years by me. And something just written in the last few months is this mood poem. And its title is, Words Don't Go There, in quotes. So it was we came to know of it otherwise, the it that would not submit to our comprehension. A sideways attending to came to seem its legend, the telling we gauge it by. A leafless books or a letterless books, narration of our obscurity, of our coming from afar. A book to which words would not go or be seen accruing, a book we couldn't know but only be. There was a mosaic made of it, horse-trot batas iterative hit upside our heads, angularity stay late come. More of our consolers had left or were leaving, a condition of qualm conducive to blather lined our lips. Calling it music would have only been easy, the it itself hedging the it of it. Long song, long on sortilage, there where neither words nor we would go. There was an aboutness to it, yet as it was notwithstanding, the it on whose articulation we demurred, an oracle not of our number among us now. An equation of genital hair with weeds from one whose head flowed from an oven greeted us against an elixir known as upper loin looks and against its alchemy. Not that there was no there, but that there was no going there. As if they were not words we said it with, we said, words don't go there. They're gone to by there, but not. A ticket whose trip took back. There took us there, as we were told it couldn't. There, but not there, or no longer there after being there, what was words going there, came back to rescind it. Clueless nubs, repeal of itself, a like demur, only craving, loud. An abstract accord apportioning the is, or the it of it, intruded, or was introduced, or so we said. So it was, we said, where words would not go, we went, garlic on our thumbs, caught up in how else it might be. Soulmates could souls meet, who in flesh met seeking suff, tongues wet, mouths entwined. Natal eclipse had come to town. Soul called out to soul, the aleatory advance that was the world, winged, world otherwise in wait, a kind of abidance. Where words would not go, we went. Fervency folded on fervency, a beehive underneath. The underness of it, the it of it, feast of or fraught with, high John in between. Soulmates with souls meet, who in the flesh met short of that. Gnostic shade to be born brought with it. Nub itself so construed. Red, the red of sunset. Sun, the sight of blood, that about it not to be absolved. An adjunct or an abject sorcery, where words did not go, but went. Where words would not go, but went, we stood conflicted, a we of whatever magnitude, the many brought down to one. The ithmico-ipsaic notet was on the box, moving us about as if boiling water burned our feet. This was our way of being the eye of the needle, the eye of the storm, rhapsodic stitcheries, tenuous lead. The music's bodily want wove through our bearing, the comely way it had of it, it kept lending us, abroad, but for mere dismay. Chant. We took it up with a sheikh who said, in so many words, "Words don't go there. Don't get me started," he said. The Nautet broke into a samba, happy, sad advance it caught us up in, graduating body and bone, as we always were, part suff, part sigh, part lengthening sigh, longing gave, and got its name from. We sat where we stood, where we lay drifting north, looking up at the sky, carried back, bumpy undernesses, adjutant cloth. A tuneful togetherness made us laugh, sweet squeeze plied with bodily complaint, so blithe it seemed and sounded. Something about love's pure tears, they sang, as far as we could make out, an ascending run encoding all that could be wished for. Sweet squeeze, churchical girth, funded forth, an affine of the East, where words didn't go, but came from. It took us up, bumpy underness, accelerant, stoked whatever else it could. Another someone, so soon gone and too soon gone, had come back to console us. A lilt, or a sort of suff, or a sort of suck sigh afloat above it all. This was what we were saying exactly. Soulmates could souls meet, as we all were. The Nautet, back from where words went without going. The warble, ours no longer was. We were storm petrels, back on lone coast. Bird heads on our non-bird bodies. The one coast we were convinced it was. The one climb, rain blown out across islands to the west. It was our host climb, the Nautet announced. A stir of words it intimated we spun out from. They're not going there, not ours to avow. We who found our way as we could. Words would not go there, but we who did, that in their light, faint as it was. Shepherding the dark we came to at birth was now, we thought of it, the way we'd been taught or were being taught, such the amenities, the rickety amends. The islands we saw put there. The blown away birds we'd be, we saw put there. Rain and such climb we saw picked up and put there. Not the rickety words arbitration, only what was. I stood with my arm around Andrianette's waist. In the tableau, I repeatedly dreamt, an entablature of touch upon the pillars we put up. Sweet squeeze, churchical girth, put brick upon brick to comprise. Bodily breakdown bit up my heels again, steadied otherwise by churchical girth, the mention of which itself suckered body and bone. It was the night before the morning after, the Nautet live at the Lullaby Lounge. The very moment Churchill embrace began to fade, or had already faded, as it all, we knew, one day would. Chant. Where the words went on refusing it was there, as bleak as black lives not mattering, the isness of not what the matter was. The abandoned girl had been using again. I put Tower of Power on the box, all but wept. I was in the pain factory, no longer a young man. Two new ones, my left hip, my right foot, had shown up. Our closer walk, a closer walk with death. The road we were on, everyone was on. Some of us acknowledging, some of us not. We went on singing as our bodies broke down, sang as the social body cracked. To want to be touched gave way to grab. I was thinking of a goddess, the thought of whose body was a ship's hull, hers the rotundity of an oud's back, the school we were sometimes in. Where words went but would not go, we took our seats. To sit the closer walk we'd heard about, it turned out, what would and what would not go there. It verged on being more than we could bear, verge, though we ourselves did as well, an answering verge, or an upping the ante, intimating more than was there. The book of So seemed in play once again. So's equanimity, so's would it were so. The surrender, such as it was as well. We were singing, chanting down what it were so, chanting such as it was down. We came down on words don't go there as well. All it was words. Where words went made soul matter, the spirit whose letter we were. What would be a book bound with wire tested our thumbs? The there that was nowhere apparent, recondite a weightness at the moment's core. They were saying words don't go there again, as happy trails out of hothouse Europe came ashore, the they who were us otherwise we. The sound of breakdown found us chromophobic, as afraid as Our Lady Tet at the thought of time passing. The sight of her cutaway wrinkles gave us pause. The Notet runaway croon, the Notet's runaway croon, our benediction. Tet in no way stoic, nor we. Such as it was, it occurred to us to say, crow-footed complacency, runaway croon's complaint. Words would not, we saw, go there, but were we birds? Birds not to be looked in the eye, we now were, heads back, beaks up, words going there, we squawked. A closer walk, but long, we hoped, not knowing what time was left. Was bodily life all there was, we wondered. Discarded crutches lay in a room thick with candle smoke. So close a walk, they lost their legs, we heard of those whose crutches they were. A spendthrift cosmos, it seemed. We were there where we didn't go, word the only word to be trusted. What if words were of the realm of the dead, we were thinking, their way of having stayed behind, ideal absence, ideal inhabitants, the heaven we'd heard about. Soul mates, but souls meet. Who in flesh meant, made it so. The thought they wore nothing underneath what soul was. Nakedness, more naked than nakedness. What else if not what words were? There's a book that, a long poem that I'm sure many of you have heard about, read by the medieval Persian poet Attar. It's called the Conference of the Birds, and sometimes called the Canticle of the Birds. And in fact, there's a great jazz album called Conference of the Birds by David Holland's quartet, going back to the 1970s. So it has multiple resonances for me. And recently I found it coming into one of the installments of Song of the Andumbulu. This one, number 285. All the birds had called a conference. They were on their phones in a conference call. Awake, chattering no matter the leaves lullaby. They had left tracks in the dirt we called writing, by which we meant song was the same as ongoingness, not what was, but what carried. They met on bent boughs in the woods of the beloved, or the woods that were the beloved, loath of late to say which. Being loath was what being a bird again meant. Into its mystic circularity they went, we the migrating they. Again, it felt good to be birds again. At large, in an alien place, no matter. The demiurgic shakedown we were caught up in, no matter. We looked on as two lovers wiped spit from their lips, ripening toward crux, toward crisis, toward chaos, having kissed, promulgating the ephemeral witness they were thereby afforded. A distillation of living, they called it. The birds were all on their phones about it, but no one batted an eye. Such exactly was the way of the realm. So as to be of a feather, we as well would not bat an eye. Bird be my best or my better, we each intoned. Loose cloth we wore, commanding the flown ones a flutter, the proper ones no matter we'd never be. Coral we insisted it be seen as, no matter, that one eventuate many, animacy's miracle, music a kind of prophecy but apt. It was only a meeting of the birds we were, or the birds we'd be, hummingbird to moon, all stripes, the strip or the stretch made of the loose fitting cloth we wore. So wanted were we, so sage and so sought after. Many a quill went into the writing of the book of So, many a plucked feather. Refried came out rarefied and had to be crossed out. Many a bottle of ink went dry. We looked out from the woods into Arjuna's world. The threat of reprisal stalled atop it like smoke. Enmity molecular, so deep it went. The lovers with spit on their lips loomed large and stood their ground, much more than meat between dingy teeth, we now insisted. Pathway between proper and flown, Krishna's acolytes, black ones to be. It all had to do with it, we fell back knowing, insisting we knew as though for the first time, as good as it felt to be birds again, not to be looked at askance. It all had to do with it, the it that was all, and the all that was the it of it, a late derivative we coaxed into wholeness as we could, the birds we had become, or we would be. Not since before when we were birds had we had it so good, no matter good accompanied bad or grew out of it sometimes we now knew. The it all had to do with leaned in like angular affection, an oblique sweetness the lovers proved right about. Coral, we insisted it be seen as, the we'd be, no matter, a mantra by now. Each and every lady wore a Levi's jacket atop a sundress. Andrea Nett's ex's peacoat was a thing of the past, each of them thereby said. So of a feather they'd be. So as to espouse a middle truth, we were later told, many a middle truth, the soft rigor of denim had been brought into play. We insisted it be seen as coral, not that it needed our insistence, but that it behooved us, rough edge, to sew a line. They were each a bird, as in feather-like, cipher-like in what was otherwise number, a cryptographic something seen in a face or the shape of a calf, writing one could see but not read. Something seen in the slope of the nape likewise, the Targumon whose legend one lacked. Animacy's miracle had its way with us, is what it was, the way it had of moving like mercury, what it was. It was this too the birds were on their phones about. I looked on wanting one myself, wanting a phone of my own. It was as much the phone as the bird I'd be, an ardency inside me clamored for. I was looking in and I was looking out, a bird and a bird to be both. Each of them and each of us was of a feather and a rare bird as well, no matter how coral it was, as well as exactly how coral it was. All we knew and all they knew was that all the birds had called a conference and they were on their phones in a conference call. Tweets, only so many words now, as well as words, only so many tweets. It was all we could do not to know the difference. One feather flush against another, no match. All not to wrinkle a page in the book of soul. It was no longer enough to say, so it was, or so it went. One's head secretly housed under a sundress, one's head's harvest contraband. One stood bird-headed, only partly the bird one would someday be, toward birdness with the new chapter's title. The chapter we sat surrounding, as well as the chapter we sat around in, not to be erased or written over, an ibis no matter one might be. Coral, we insisted again, was, or would be, all of it accruing to the one yet again. All I ever wanted, we heard one of the spit-driven lovers explain, was to be at the moment's beck and call, beyond duration, beyond death. Said with the ring of a vow and a confession, one's right to break up or break down, thereby affirmed. Lyrical beauty sponsored brass recalcitrance. We heard it in the background music we imagined, imaginal sounds on suzerainty, the realm we were now in. The place we had been before. The offshore brass had come ashore, it sounded like an aspect static attended or attached itself to, sputter and spurn planted, but to be inferred, the implicate orders demur. Each of the ladies projected torque and containment, a light graced the denim jacket lent rough and ready notes, an akimbo aspect pressed or implied. It all conveyed continuance ratcheting down, chemise mere horizon, muted amplitude, we the about to be birds, the migrating they, all the while we looked on. They were no more they than they were we no more we than we were they. All the mystique of who had what, no mystique, the intrigue, no intrigue, to be coral testified as much. All the birds had called a conference and were on their phones in a conference call. We knew that for sure, soon come, surely come, decidedly the way it would be and the way it was. Tweets were only so many words now, words only so many tweets, ends exactly nothing if not means. Bodily retreat had me sipping wine in Rack Tavern, the horizon line cut like a knife in the distance. My body's inner jihad, a cellular war with itself, so far from the abandoned boy's beloved beach. Bodily perfection had hit like a dagger in the eye. The lady's light cotton under denim a caution, long since no longer acted on. I heard the hoopoes chatter. I heard the swallow. I heard them all. I was a bird or I was about to be. It wasn't that I eavesdropped. All the birds had called a conference. They were on their phones in a conference call. I was a bird, or I was about to be. I heard them all. So it was, or so it went, lay way behind me, the charmed or enchanted circularity of it moot. Nothing would be given us, I knew, it all having to do with it having no exit or escape. Phatic rescue, were there rescue at all. What I wanted was to ray out in all directions, my own heliocentric sun, less a bird who flew too close than a bird abdicating its feathers, a way of being more than one place at once. I was feeling the wind between my teeth and liking it. I washed it down with Sidi Ibrahim. Wine scoured my insides going down and when it got to my stomach, an emptiness it scrubbed and went on with. All it was I was killing time. What it was I was waiting for the hammer to fall. A diffuse bodiliness was our only hope, I felt, border, though it might, on bodilessness. Soul said to be a bird or to fly like a bird. Soul said to be gone or to have never been. It would be an all-at-once meeting, neither flesh nor feather, and all on our phones all at once, congregation, akin to or a kind of shared mind or spirit, not so remote, not so abstract. It would be all the birds having called a conference, all the birds on their phones in a conference call. We bent over reading tracks in the dirt, a new book known as the soon book, unfolding, we thought, maybe less book than scroll. It was a backwind mood, a put us in. Chicken scratch guitar had nothing on any of us. The juke band or the corral we'd be. Zygodactyl tracks made of music we could see but not hear. We who'd have been birds or soon to be birds, we with our magnifying glasses, walking around in boots. Had it not already had to do with it, it would all have to do with it. Had it already, it all had to do with it. A way it had of having its way, or the way the wind had, not a needle, nor a leaf, not trembling. Thank you.